You're listening to SBS News.
The National Competition Regulator, the ACCC, says Australians lost $851 million to scams last year. 76-year-old Jeff was among those who didn't see it coming. He was called about recovering funds from an online trading platform and ended up losing even more money.
This dude phoned me up and said, I can help get some money back that you lost on Trade Fred. He talked me into replicating my trades with Trade Fred, but in the end it all disappeared.
According to the National Regulator, investment scams made up more than one-third of losses, a total of $328 million. Romance scams were the next biggest category, costing $131 million. Dr. Cassandra Cross from the Queensland University of Technology says it's exploitation on multiple levels.
Fraud is all about financial gain using deceptive means. And in these particular instances, the offenders essentially take on the identities of legitimate businesses and individuals in order to exploit the trust between customers and suppliers. So in most cases, a victim is required to send an amount of money, usually to an offender.
Dr. Cross says victims come from all walks of life and industry.
There have certainly been victims that I've spoken to in my own research across a broad range of industries. I think what is important from an offender's perspective is the ability for financial gain. So in many cases, they can target, I guess, high-value transactions. And we've seen that with real estate transactions where a large amount of money for a settlement is transferred from the victim to what they think is a lawyer's account or a legitimate account to settle their property, but in fact it's gone to an offender's account and they've lost that large amount of money. There can also be smaller amounts in terms of, I guess, if a business is compromised, sending out emails to suppliers and to customers for small amounts can certainly add up at scale.
False billing scams were another huge concern for authorities, accumulating up to $128 million worth of losses. New South Wales police are investigating after an alleged fake billing scam led to a Sydney couple losing around $1 million. Ian Wright, Detective Inspector with New South Wales Police, says the incident allegedly occurred when the couple transferred the money to what they thought was their lawyer.
That solicitor provided them with some updated bank account details for the payment, and of course they made a very large payment for the property settlement into that account, and in this case, unfortunately, that was controlled by the offenders. Working with the banks, we were able to recover and return some of the funds, but unfortunately the majority of the money was lost. It's obviously a significant impact. You know, it's a lot of money, so they're feeling very upset about that, obviously. But I think in addition to the financial loss, there's the emotional side of it, and from their own perspective, knowing that their privacy has been compromised.
Dr. Cross says there are ways to prevent a scam from happening to you.
It's just important in terms of trying to reduce the likelihood of victimisation in this area to follow up on anything that you think may be suspicious or anything that's out of the ordinary. So if you've had a relationship with a particular business or a supplier for a long period of time and they suddenly change their bank account details, it's worthwhile following that up and making contact with them directly to determine whether or not there has been a change in their financial situation or whether it's potentially an offender account that you would be transferring funds to.
Meanwhile, Jeff has a more blunt message, urging Australians to be more cautious.
Don't answer any phone calls that you don't know who they're from. Check them up first. Don't trust anyone. That's about it.
Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.